Mr. David Neal will conduct your hearing, so just hold right on, ma'am.
Okay, then.
Good morning. We finally figured out why you didn't pick up the phone on the left.
Well, because it was on the right, so we didn't know where it was. We weren't sure if it was the one. We didn't even see the one.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Come on, the right guy, you're the right one.
Oh, we looked on the right side because that's my name, right? So this is the right.
Yes.
But the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing.
All right, so would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Melissa Ann Smith, 328010.
Okay, thank you. You're appearing for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm a municipal member that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have, to your far left, will be the Honorable Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Gary Rittenhouse. Then the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. All the way to your right is the Honorable Ray Canomas, and my name is David Neal. I'll be hearing you today. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay.
They had me sign it, that's all it is.
Great. Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
Well, I didn't hire an attorney, so I'm guessing I'm representing myself.
All right. So at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, we're here to be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we can determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, if they've been violated, we can determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. All right, allegation number one is violation of order on condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Lee Grace, 7114 or 66 Drive, Randolph, Arizona, on or about November 15, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were excluded from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
True.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Ms. Smith, I'm going to move to find that she was working as she violated terms and conditions of the supervision and she may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal ways or complaints.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canomas, and moved by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, ma'am, we're going to move into phase two in a couple of minutes, but before we Mr. Westby is going to have give some background information, so stay with on the phone, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Ms. Smith was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on October 16th, 2018. She was arrested on January 24th, 2019 by Yuma PD on two failure to pay warrants. She was back in DOC custody on January 28, 2019, with an adjusted community supervision end date of April 25, 2019, 70 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, resisting arrest, 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted. Her prior terms of supervision. Her disciplinary violations are minimal. She has no other arrests on record. Community risk score is a G1-B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to a summary of the case supervision at this time. So on October 16th of 2018, you were released to reside at your approved residence in Mesa. And then on November 8th, you approved residing to leave the area in Glendale. So you arrive through, you go through the intake, during the intake process, you produce the positive UA sample for methamphetamine, amphetamines. And then on 11-15, November 15, 2018, you left the property and you did not return to the program. So where did you go?
I went to a friend's house and stayed there.
Why don't you, you know, I mean, were you having trouble with the program at BBA, or were you...
Originally I left with another member there to go to DES, and we kind of just floated off, and I had no idea where I was going. I'm not from here, I'm from Yuma, Arizona, so we had taken the bus literally across town, and I had no idea how to get back, so I just never went back.
Well, why don't you contact your PO?
Scared, to be honest.
So it shows that when you went to VBA, you were positive for meth and amphetamines.
Yes, I had told him before. I called them when I got kicked out of the first race, the halfway house. I told them they kicked me out because of a positive UA. He said, okay, come see the office. So I went to the office, and he talked to me about this V-Ray place, and I said, okay, let's try this out. I'm willing to try this out. And so when I went there, he had already known I was going to be testing positive for that.
So
that's why I tested positive.
So do you have a continuing drug problem?
No, it was just a slip up. I've been clean for over 2 years now. It was just a little slip up, and I shouldn't have done it, so...
Well,
I take full responsibility for it, so...
It seems that you let it slip up through the great fall.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Did you have any employment while you're out?
I was in the middle of getting employment. That's why I was talking to the parole officer to get my things transferred home, because I already had a job lined up for me there, and they were refusing to do it. So I said, okay, well, I'll go with whatever you suggest until I can be able to be transferred down home.
Okay.
So that I can go to work in me. So.
Since you were on the staffing, November 8th, that you self-admitted to continuous meth grub use.
I've had drug use in the past, but I've been clean for 2 years. And he had asked me if I had any drug history, and I had told him yes, I have had drug history.
Okay. Right, so if the board voted to release you, send it back to the community supervision, what would you do?
Well, first off, I would go back to B-Ray and finish up the program, because I think it's the best thing for me right now. Even though my husband's having trouble with the kids at home, he can handle that while I handle myself. I need to be focused on myself, and that was my mess up, is I followed somebody else that day and just never made the wrong decisions and never came home.
Okay. Mr. Westby, do you have some more information for us?
Yes, I was reading the promo notes here, and I see that that staffing on here, there's a note on November 8th, 2018, and it said the offender reported MRPO 11818. The offender was staffed with senior officer Stephen Smith, referred to being right 90-day RCPM program. Offender admitted to meth 2 days ago, which would make it November 6th, 2018, was approved resigned at 7113 North 66 Drive in Glendale. Then on November 14th, 2018, that CCO Gudinas made contact with the offender and responding to a passed out at the bus stop, and was taken to the hospital via ambulance and was discharged later that day. So I just wanted to advise the board about that information was not listed in the case supervision summary.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Johnson?
I don't have a question. Did you say she was passed out? I didn't quite understand what that was.
Yes, this was coroner on November 14th, 2018, and Officer Galdino's made contact with the offender and she advised to get passed out at the bus stop and was taken to the hospital via ambulance, was discharged that same day for whatever reason, it doesn't say.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, ma'am, we're going to the interview hearing. The board will be going into discussion shortly to make a determination, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell the board before we make our decision, now would be the time to do it. We just ask that you don't repeat all the information that we've already covered.
Well, I do want to say that the day that I passed out at the bus stop, I had grabbed a cigarette from a stranger, and that's the reason why I passed out. And I had woken up at the hospital, and they said that there was no reason, they couldn't find any reason of why I passed out. So I had automatically, after I got released, called the parole officer to make sure and let him know that that was the reason why I did not show up. I was supposed to go see him. And that was the reason why I never showed up, was because I went to the hospital. But I had tried to keep in contact with the parole officer on every step of the parole while I was out. So other than the day that I discovered. So other than that, I mean, I'm trying to change my ways and I'm learning different ways to think. I'm just trying to not do what I need to do. I know I need to do that, so thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am. We're going to be going into discussion now to make a determination with the amongst ourselves. We may think we're talking to you, but we won't be, but we ask you to stay there on the phone, just remain silent, and I'll be back with you as soon as we make a decision, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're down to discussion. Well, Ms. Smith seems to have gotten herself in a situation, and a small misstep created a large tumble. Show me us about 40 days left, a little over a month. It should be done with her sentence. It really is a showing that she has, well, I mean, she's got one conviction and basically was a criminal record. So it was a real shame to see her in this position. But when she finishes her sentence, she won't have a PO to worry about, and she hopefully will go out and be successful in her life and not increase her record. And with the 7 years scandal days, I just don't see that she would even try to make the return to community supervision by knowing this discussion from no discussion. Okay, so based on our information in warrant number 2018W3411, the Swiss testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Ms. Smith as she was lengthened, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or was about to lapse when it comes to race or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Cruz. Move that out of the way, Mr. Johnson. Okay, ma'am, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, according to our information, you're due to be released on April 25th of 2019. That's 42 days, something very short. I'd suggest that you make yourself a really good plan for when you get out. And I would personally look at minimum in a program, and if you get something while you're in, but as soon as you get out, get into a program like that, because even though you may have been close 2 years and relapsed, and that one little misstep could cost you a total relapse into very frequent use. So you need to be very attentive to that so that we don't see you again here. Orange is not your color.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the hearing, and Please put through the MAC MA or the sewer flood, please.